You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geek Out here on PodcastJuice.net. It's your host, Michael Dean, and today I'm joined with Mr. Sean Heal. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Just got finished celebrating my 12th anniversary, and just back to the grind once again. Let's get it on.
All right, now 12 years of marriage?
12 years of marriage.
All right, congratulations, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Remember that. All right, so today we are here to talk about a movie called Transformers: Age of Extinction, and this is the fourth Transformers movie in the franchise. Again, directed by Maestro himself, Mr. Michael Bay. And before we get into the interview of this movie, I want to put this stuff in the front because I'm trying to come with positive intent these days. So let me say this. And it's something I usually don't do, talk about numbers before a review. But let me just say this. This movie will probably be, at least at this point so far in 2014, the most successful movie, box office-wise, of the year. Just opened last night or yesterday. It had a late Thursday night opening, but they've already done 41 million here in America, and overseas it has done 80 million.
Wow.
So you put that together, it's 120 million, and the weekend is not over yet. They're projecting in America alone this movie will probably do $100 million at the box office. So the people have spoken. This is the biggest opening of the year in America. Better than some of the movies we talked about, Captain America and all, you know, Godzilla is blown all those out of the water. Michael Bay himself has chimed in with something that I wanted to read. Michael Bay, he says, he's talking about the critics of his movies. He says, he says, they love to hate and I don't care. Let them hate. They're still going to see the movie. I think it's good to get a little tension. Very good. So he's obviously said he could give a F. You know? Y'all can hate all you want. You're still going. And so I just wanted to put that in front. Okay. Now, here's my quick review and thoughts on this movie. First, let me say this about Michael Bay. To me, at this point, Michael Bay is the white Tyler Perry.
I said that in my review.
Did you? Oh, okay. Hilarious. I had not read it yet, but that's...
I swear. That's so funny.
I'm sitting here, and I go to this movie, and I'm going to judge it on its own. The other movies, I somewhat enjoy aspects of them, but they were not good. But I do like the first movie very, very well.
So the first one was good.
So this movie... I go in and I went and saw it IMAX 3D. I was like, at least let me get the presentation, you know, full, the whole thing, right? The beginning of the movie starts out well enough. I'm watching it, and kudos to, I don't know if it's ILM that's doing the special effects. You know, hands down, they look great. They've always looked great.
Yeah.
The movie starts off and I'm like watching it and I'm like, this almost looks like a live-action Land Before Time. You know?
Yeah.
It's got the little dinosaur running and the lava's chasing. I was like, this is literally Land Before Time. And it jumps from Jurassic Park days, and I assume like the next shot is present day, but it doesn't really establish. You just see there's a plane. I'm like, okay, what the hell's going on? And they try to set up this story of, you see these Dinobots or prehistoric creature, dinosaur-looking transformer robots that are uncovered or dug up at some sort of excavation site. I don't know if it's Alaska or whatever. And I guess some scientist lady or something, she's like, we're going to halt whatever we're working on because this changes everything or something, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. And then, you know, I believe it cuts to Mark Wahlberg, small town USA. I don't remember where town he was at. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's Mark Wahlberg. I like Mark Wahlberg.
I do too.
The other gentleman that he was with, T.J. Holmes?
Miller, T.J. Miller.
T.J. Miller. I instinctively, I recognize him, but I don't know where I recognize him from. But I'm thinking, like, is this a guy from, like, the Clerks movies or something like that? He just kind of has that vibe. I remember now, for me currently, he stars in that Silicon Valley show, which is on HBO. Right, but you've seen him in other things. And so I'm like, okay, a little dynamic between these guys. And they go to this movie theater, it's a movie theater that I guess they're hired to renovate or something.
Yeah.
And they come in there, and it's a huge place. And, you know, right off the gate, the jokes start coming, or the attempt at jokes, or the weird dialogue.
Yeah.
From these little side characters, the guy, the older father who owns the movie theater, and his younger son. And I'm like, okay, this is Michael Bay all the way. You know, he throws in these little weird jokes. And I kind of let it go. I'm like, okay, whatever. Here's in a movie for me. I can't let it go. I don't know why. Well, Mark Wahlberg is walking through the seating area of the movie theater. And this place is worn down. Huge theater, though. And apparently, through the dialogue, you understand that they used to go there as kids. Right. When he looks up, there is a semi truck in the theater, and I'm like, okay, I understand that is Optimus Prime because this is a Transformer movie, and not just gonna have a random semi truck. It's not a mystery four movies deep what that is, right?
Right.
And you've seen the trailers, and I'm like, okay, I'm looking to see, do they establish that he busts through the wall, or was there some battle of the Transformers that I don't understand? That happened in this small town, that he's in a theater, and I'm like, it doesn't really show how he got in there. And I'm like, and the seats don't seem to be ran through, like, you know, somebody drove a semi through there. I'm
right.
Like, how is there a semi truck in the theater? And Mark Wahlberg is like, oh, semi, I want that. Or, you know, he wants the parts. I don't know. That makes sense. And he goes to the guy who's hiring them for the job. He says, how much for the semi? And the guy's like, what semi? And I'm like, really? How did you get a semi in here? I mean, I understand they got to put it in there so that he can have, this is how he gets Optimus, but it makes
no sense.
Yeah. And at that point, I was like, damn, this movie, they are on some other stuff. Now I'm not going to go into all of this, but that just set the tone where I was like, this is shit. Even me wanting to defend it, uncertain, I was like, ah. So quickly, I will say, this movie, unfortunately for me, because I like the action parts of Transformers, this is absolutely the worst Transformers movie, and I believe I can say this is the worst movie I've seen this year so far. Even the action parts, to me, are things that I've seen before in these movies. And I, like, for example, you know, in the other movies, they show the part where the guy's in the car and the car's driving, it's a chase scene.
Right.
And there's something that's going to block the car. So the Transformer transforms into his robot and he rolls and spins and, you know, grabs the person and then transforms back. They do that repeatedly in this.
Yes.
Movie. Like, I was like, is it a prerequisite that they have to, like, jump and then roll? Soldier, you know, roll around and flip back up. I was like, why are they doing that all the time? So stupid. And then it's in slow motion. And it's just like, ah. Okay. Let me get to myself. The last part I will say, and I'll turn it over, is this movie is mind-numbingly long. And if y'all know me and I go to movies, I can fall asleep. This is a prerequisite to go to sleep in this movie. I almost think they want you to. And I got to like the 2-hour part and I'm thinking the movie's going to wind down. But in my mind, I'm like, the poster in the trailer rammed down my head that Optimus is going to be riding on the back of a dinosaur. And that ain't happening yet. I was like, oh, I was falling out. I was starting to fall asleep. And mind you, I went and saw this in the morning because I knew this movie was 2 hours and 45 minutes, you know, packed on with, what, 15 minutes of trailers at the front. So I knew this was going to be a 3-hour affair. So I decided not to go to the midnight one because I knew I would have slept. So I went to early in the morning. And I st- damn, what's that? I was like, I can't do it. And last thing I'll say. The end of the movie, spoilers, I don't care. Optimus Prime launches himself into space. Like he has, I don't know, he's foot rockets. He's like Iron Man all of a sudden. No point in this movie or any other does he have the ability to fly. But apparently at the end of this, he does not need a ship. He literally just takes off and starts narrating, "I'm coming to get you." And I was like, are you serious? That's the most hokiest thing ever. I was like, even Michael Bay know that that's terrible. I was just like, this is makes no... He could have flew countless times through the movie. If that was the case, there's places they needed to be in the movie, and it couldn't get there. What's the fastest way to get there? The spaceship, if we get that, or we can drive. Why didn't he just fly?
Yeah.
It just... unbelievably ridiculous. Now, that's all I have to say about Sean.
It's funny. I was... wholeheartedly expecting for me to be the lone dissenting voice and hating the movie, so I'm kind of shocked. I gave it half a star. I felt the same way. Yes, he is the Tyler Perry. I said that he's the Tyler Perry of action movies. His movies are terrible, but they make tons and tons of money. There'll be a fifth one. They set it up for fifth one. All right, I'm gonna start. You mentioned Mark Wahlberg, so I'm gonna start with him. He is serviceable to the film. His performance is okay. There's no meat to it. The biggest problem that I had, it's essentially the Shia LaBeouf character, just older, in my opinion, just from what I've seen from the other movies. They really didn't – only thing, they gave him the daughter who coincidentally likes to wear short shorts like Megan Fox did in the other two movies.
Yes, that was so ridiculous. Did you see how he snuck the between-the-leg shot?
Oh yeah,
I was hilarious.
I want to question Michael. I mean, there's a fine line between like getting good shots and being a pervert, and sometimes I think Michael Bay is leaning towards the pervert side. There's no reason for her to be wearing what she's wearing, and they establish the fact that the family is dirt poor, but yet she's always dressed in the nicest fashion.
Yeah, makeup perfect every time.
Makeup is perfect. I was just about to say that. The whole movie, her makeup is stunning, after going through all those explosions and whatnot. This thing is a mess. It is an absolute mess. It's not fun. You mentioned the banter between Wahlberg and T.J. Miller. That's really not that funny. The family dynamic isn't interesting at all. There's nothing that the only bright spot in the movie is Stanley Tucci. He's the only guy in there who looks like he's having fun in the movie. Kelsey Grammer looks like he's waiting on X-Men to come around. He's like, oh, this isn't X-Men? I signed the wrong script. I didn't like it at all. Now, the preview audience, how did your audience react to it, though? Were they?
That's a tough one. I think people were laughing at certain things, some of the jokes. So I think it was well received, but I think everybody toward the end, there wasn't any clapping or anything. And it was weird. Before maybe like 2 minutes before the movie was actually over, the house lights came on. And I was like, what the hell? But I think people were just so exhausted
from watching
it's a grueling experience, because it's just like, and again, the action is there, and it's not necessarily boring, but I think it's so like ramming it down your throat, and you so like desensitized and just worn out from seeing it. And it doesn't really show anything amazing.
Exactly.
It has all this stuff, but there's no, like, drop-dead, rememberable action part. The only, I was very disappointed. There's the part where they're on that tight rope or tight wire going from the building. That could have been an excellent action piece.
Yeah.
But that was done horrible.
Now, here's one thing. You talked about a few things that don't make sense. Where did the boyfriend come from? He just shows up all of a sudden, and
yeah,
you know, he takes off. Then he, you know, it just happens to be a stunt driver.
And he just happens to, like, drive his car over some hump or ramp and basically punch a guy with the tire of the car. That was absurd. Yeah. I was trying to at first when they show that car and I'm looking to see, like, is there somebody in there? Is that supposed to be an Autobot? And then you can kind of see there's somebody driving. I'm like, okay. And then you kind of forget about it because they don't make any sense. And when he just shows up, you're right. I was like, who the hell is this? Like, they're just going to throw in heroes just to help. I was like, so stupid.
The structure of the film, too, it's exposition, explosion, robots fight. Exposition, explosion, robots fight. Exposition, explosion, bigger explosion, bigger robot fight. It just got tedious. It was, I mean, I had said that it was, you know, going to be the longest film I've screened, but I was corrected by Big Sexy. It was Wolf of Wall Street. But, I mean, this thing just, it should not have been 2 hours and 45 minutes. Nothing justifies that running time. It's fighting robots, for crying out loud. Why are we in here for 3 hours?
Yeah.
And the thing with Michael Bay, he used to be such a good director. The Rock, the original Bad Boys, those are two of the best action films of the 90s. And now he's just it's style over substance. I'm waiting for the Michael Bay shots, and I get them every time. You get the high overhead shots, you get the swooping shots, you get the slow-mo. What about the slow-mo when his daughter gets captured, and Mark Wahlberg, like, goes in slow motion and bangs his hand on the ground? I'm like,
oh yeah, that dude. Was hilarious.
I was like, dude,
that was like straight out of, you know, just the things you never do, and just so stereotypical. Yeah, that was hilarious. I laughed at that.
But I literally checked out about the 2 hour mark. I started wondering, did I leave my lights on in the car? what am I doing laundry tonight? What was in that briefcase in Pulp Fiction? I mean, I was thinking, I was thinking anything but the movie. Because I went in misinformed, I thought it was a reboot. So I didn't bother to watch the third one. I kind of wish I had watched the third one just so because I know I missed some plot stuff. I didn't know it was a continuation.
You didn't miss any plot stuff. You just missed more destruction.
More destruction. So yeah. I wish I had known that it wasn't a reboot. I assumed that it was a reboot, but that was my own fault. But I think we're unanimous on this one. This is a skipper all the way. It's not the worst film of the year for me, but it's number two definitely.
Yeah, and last episode, I will say this. This is the one thing I will give it. The presentation of the movie in terms of, like, the sound design. I saw it in the theater that they cranked the sound all the way up.
My ears were hurting when I left.
And there was a scene in there. I'm trying to remember what was going on. I think it was this big giant spaceship was over the city. But it was some sort of loud sort of bass type thing they did. Man, that rocked the theater. I thought that was really dope. I was like, wow, that's great, you know, sound design, a way to really shock you. There's some, and the pounding of the you know, when they start walking or... I mean, that stuff has done excellent work. I give them credit on that.
Yeah.
You know, the special effects, you know, each movie is consistently great in that, and this is no exception.
Well, it's Spielberg, you know, so, you know, Spielberg's he's an executive producer.
Okay.
One of my friends on Facebook or someone commented on the review and said that you only gave it half a star. What about the effects? Doesn't that at least gain a star? I'm like, it's 2014. Right. I expect special effects to be good. That doesn't impress me anymore. If this was 1978, yeah, I would be more impressed and probably give it a star or two more. It's 2014. You know the effects are going to be good. It would be more remarkable if the effects were bad. that would be something to talk about. But there's nothing.
And I'm saying, you would think that it would push the boundary of special effects. This being the fourth movie, and it's the special effects here are just as good as the other ones, but they don't, like, it's not groundbreaking, you know, where it's like, why don't they show us something they haven't done before? You know what I mean? Like, it's still the same stuff. And, you know, they may refine the designs a little bit of the robots, but it's still the same. Again, and this is my last point. I feel like Q Storm, but this is the last one.
I have one last one, too.
Okay. The part So in the beginning, when Optimus is broken down and Mark Wahlberg has to repair him and all this kind of stuff, fine. Then there's a scene when they're driving down the street.
Oh, I know the scene. I know the scene.
And he drives past a semi and scans the semi, and he just automatically repaints himself, and he's back to optimum, you know, health. I was like, why didn't they just do that at the beginning?
Yeah.
That's just absurd.
I wrote in my notes, huh, when that happened. I don't know why I wrote huh, but I didn't understand that. How does a robot smoke a cigar?
And why did he have a beard?
And why do you have a beard? It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I know they caught flack in two for the jive talking robots, but they need to, like, really work on. I know that they need to do characters, so to speak, and make them different. But smoking a cigar, really? I mean, I don't know if it was actually a cigar, but.
But that's what it was implying. And he had a beard.
Yeah.
And why was there a samurai? Why is he talking like that? The movie is crazy. All right,
terrible.
Q,
good enough.
I think we've been joined by Q Storm. We're about to wrap this up. Q, is that you?
That's me, and I could already kind of get where that was going.
What's up, Q?
Yes,
I was being you today.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
All right, well, we'll wrap this up.
So, can I ask a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Are you all going to go see Transformers 5, if there is one?
I'll see it.
Yeah, I'll see it.
I'll see it. I go see them. But,
don't they say that? How's the saying go? Insanity is defined by repeating the same actions over and over again.
I'm crazy. I'm definitely crazy. Okay. All right. So there you go. Transformers Age of Extinction. Hey, if you got to see it, I say see it for yourself. Go see it. But you've heard what we had to say about it. As I stated at the beginning, probably be the biggest movie of the year so far. So I guess, as Michael B. says, let them hate, they're going to see it anyway. We'll see you next time. Geeked Out Podcast Juice. Peace.